Well, if you happen to drive by the Blanchet House in Northwest Portland's Old Town, you're going to see an inspiring new mural gracing the side of the building. And there's some real meaning behind this two-story work of art. Give us some insight into its creation is the executive director of the Blanchet House, Scott Kerman. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Brenda. I'm so happy to be with you here today and excited to talk about our amazing mural.
Yeah, and it is amazing. I was looking on your website, blanchethouse.org, and looking at some of it on the building. I don't know if he's completed it yet, but how far along is the mural?
So our artist, his name is Travis, and he goes by the artistic name of Campographic. And he's been working on it for a little over a week, and the project should take about 2.5 weeks to completion. I mean, it's 2 stories tall.
Yeah.
It's about 2,400 square feet. And the amazing thing is he's a spray paint artist. So he's doing the entire thing with cans of spray paint.
Wow, that is amazing. Again, you can see a photo of it on blanchethouse.org and follow it along on Instagram and see how he's moving forward with it. But how did this all come to be?
Well, that's a good question. In 2021, the Old Town Community Association organized businesses, artists, residents in the community to do a mural project throughout Old Town. The intent was there were a lot of places that had been boarded up due to the pandemic and everything else that was going on in our community at that time. And they wanted to beautify the space and really bring to light the sort of the history and the rich texture of this important district to our city. And so that started happening. And if you walk around Old Town, you'll see a lot of these murals all around the district. And we wanted to be a part of that. And we thought, what better opportunity than during our 70th anniversary to celebrate our 70-year history of service in Old Town. Social service agencies like Blanchet House and Portland Rescue Mission and Union Gospel Mission are an important part of the cultural and historical legacy of this district.
Oh, yeah, such a big part of it for sure in the Old Town area of Northwest Portland. But not only is the mural just amazing to look at and see the work that's going into us by the artist, but there's some deep meaning behind what the mural says.
Oh, absolutely. So the mural features one of our breakfast heroes. Her name is Stacy. And just to get an idea of what kind of person Stacy is, she's a special ed teacher with Portland Public Schools. So right there, that says a lot about her as a person. But she comes to our breakfast service 6 mornings a week without fail.
Mm.
And she's been doing that since before the pandemic even began. She's really such an important part of our service. And so her depiction in the mural is she's offering food to meal guests sitting at one of our tables. And it just really is to highlight the compassion and the community and the dignity that people receive when they come to have a meal at Blanchet House.
Speaking with Scott Kerman, he is the executive director of the Blanchet House in Northwest Portland on this beautiful new mural, 2-story mural, real work of art that's going up on the side of the building there. And you can follow it along on their Instagram page and see how it's developing. But again, just an amazing, amazing look, which I wanted to ask you about this too, as you talk about the volunteerism that goes into it. Just how are things going now that you've opened the kitchen or the dining area back up that people can come in?
Yeah, they've been going very well. So we're in our 5th month of returning to indoor service, and it has made so much of a difference to the people that we serve just to have a safe, warm, dry place to sit down. They don't have to worry about their belongings. They can just enjoy their meal. And to have that connection again with our volunteers and our staff, we did our best to maintain that connection when we were serving to go, but it's just not the same.
Right.
So it's, and now we have peers, peer support mentors in our dining hall, thanks to the Old Town InReach program that we launched with funding from Multnomah County. And so the fact that the peers can get up close and personal with the people that we're serving, make referrals, help them with any crisis that might be interfering with their ability to enjoy a meal. I mean, it's really mm-hmm. tremendous, and we're so grateful to be back indoors and committed to serving this way for you know, another 70 years.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Scott, too, I wanted to move to another topic real quickly before we run out of time. I think myself, like many people, have heard a change in terminology when it comes to people we see living on the streets. You have an excellent post on your website, Words Have Power. Again, that's on blanchehouse.org, that gives us some background on the words homeless, houseless, or unhoused. We've kind of changed on the terminologies over time. Give us a little insight into that.
Yeah, thank you, David. I really appreciate you asking this question. You know, the first thing I want to say is that the people who are experiencing these situations themselves absolutely have the right to define themselves and identify themselves how they wish. It's not for Scott Kerman to decide or for Blanchehouse to decide. The intent of the article was to help people understand who might be confused about the different words. Why houseless? Why homeless? Housing insecurity is another term that I bring up. And I think that the key distinction is, think about what home means to you. A home is a place that we share with our loved ones, our family, perhaps our pets, our important companions. It's a place where we store our most treasured possessions, photographs, family heirlooms, things that have real meaning and history to our families. That's a home. The house is the structure that all of this occurs in. And so people who are living houseless, people who are perhaps living in their RVs, in tents, in the camps, they're not necessarily without homes. They may have family and loved ones with them, pets. They may have real important possessions with them. They have what we would define as a home, but they don't have what we would commonly understand as a house, right? The structure it's in. And so the idea is to humanize, to put people first, and to understand that these are people without houses. They are experiencing housing insecurity, but they are not without community. They are not without homes. And they're not without sort of the feelings and the emotions that you and I and your listeners would associate with that meaningful word.
Well, it's really a wonderful description as I've heard some of the changes in terminologies. And I appreciate you writing that and really giving us a background on the terms and how it relates to people who live on the streets, homelessness, houseless, or unhoused. A wonderful post. Again, you can find that on the Blanche House website at blanchehouse.org, or, of course, how you can support this wonderful ministry that helps people in the Portland's northwest area of Old Town. Scott Kerman, Executive Director of the Blanche House. Scott, always just a pleasure to talk with you. Really appreciate it.
The pleasure is mine. I hope everybody has a wonderful day today.
You as well. God bless.
God bless.